The parable of our Lord, which we consider for May, is the dragnet. Every hoarder's worst nightmare is to find someone sorting through his belongings and throwing into the trash items he considers to be personal treasures. The parable of the dragnet, found in Matthew 13, 47-50, is imbued with the same intensity and shock. The dragnet is a wide swath of netting drawn across open water, enclosing some of every kind along its way to the coast. Once on shore, the haul is dumped into one heap of squirming fish and sorted at a frenzied rate. As verse 48 says, they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. The lifelong fisherman works through the pile like a ballot sorting machine. The fish is deemed either edible or unfit for human consumption, based on one snap judgment alone: pitch or keep. The parable serves as a jarring image of the final day, where it says, so it will be at the end of the age. Like the hoarder who wants to let nothing go, the sinner would rather make drawn-out pleas for every misdeed harbored in the heart. Like the undecided voter, the soul longs for some write-in option in between sinner or righteous. But once it starts, there is no room for excuses. For the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. No dumpster diving after the fact, no 4 a.m. adjustment to the vote tally. To the unbeliever, it will be a nightmare. But as with every parable, the tension is resolved by the good news that the eager fisherman standing on the shore is Jesus, your Savior. As John 6 says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Faith in Jesus casts out all fear, because faith clings to his cross as the sole determining factor. As he said in John 12, If I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. There on Golgotha, the Son of God was deemed fit for nothing other than the wrath that your sins deserve. He was numbered with the transgressors, Isaiah 53:12. But instead of being tossed to the burn pile, Jesus rose from the refuse of death as the glorious proof that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. 2 Corinthians 5:19. The words impute, number, and reckon are legal language. Like an election judge or court clerk tasked with sorting a heaping pile of paperwork, there is no time for anything short of a snap, approve or decline judgment. That means that in the divine court, the case is decided by faith alone. Just as Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness, so too it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. In the final reckoning, the angels are given one directive. These people either believe in me or they don't. There is no arbitrary judgment. Rather, the criterion is the gospel, the same gospel by which the Lord calls and gathers you into his kingdom today. Now, as the net draws closer, you might find yourself in close quarters with more than a few rotten fish. But our parable's promise of heavenly shores where every sin and woe is cast eternally away, lets you rescind your rash judgments in favor of his perfect judgment. Trust that Jesus keeps you crammed in the net for your eternal good. From now on, you will catch men. Leave the sorting to the angels. You and I get to spend this time of grace finding the lost. This article is written by Timothy Daub, pastor of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Hecla, South Dakota.